the Archibald Prize, the prestigious Portrait Prize for artists in Australia. It has been going for a very long time. In fact, next year, the Archibald Prize turns 100. It's not been without controversy, like when this happened in 1964.
But the £900 Archibald Prize is not awarded. Frank Connors submitted this entry, one of 171. Donald Laycock's Knight of the Thistle, Andrea by Judy Kassab. The judges say it's not worthy of the prize either. Nor is Joshua Smith's Portrait of Chips Rafferty. The Archibald is Australia's most important art award, but this year there's none. The first blank year in its 44-year history.
Oh yeah, 1964, what drama. No one won the £900 prize because the judges said none of the entries were good enough. Harsh! Next year, 2021, the Archibald Prize turns 100 and the Art Gallery of New South Wales needs your help. Why? Natalie Wilson is here to tell you how you can become investigative detective when it comes to portraits. Good morning.
Good morning, Kai. How are you today?
Good. Hey, this is a pretty big, exciting birthday bash that you get to plan.
It certainly is. I mean, 100 years of the Archibald Prize is pretty significant, as most of your listeners would probably know.
Has the prize always been held in the regard that it is now?
Look, in the early years of the prize, it wasn't as well known as it is today, but certainly, you know, within the first decade, it became such a celebrated award, not only because of the amount of prize money, but because there was also this rivalry going on between New South Wales artists and artists from Victoria as well. And because of all of those controversies, and you mentioned the 1964 prize when it wasn't awarded, there was another year it wasn't awarded, and that was in 1980.
Wow, that's not even that long ago.
It's not that long ago, no. And, of course, probably the best-known controversy of the Archibald was in 1943 when the Novocastrian artist William Dobell won with a portrait of a fellow artist, Joshua Smith. And the gallery and William Dobell were taken to court over that particular prize because some artists were a bit disgruntled and they thought it was a caricature. But it wasn't. In the end, it was upheld, and Dobell got to keep the award and the prize money, of course.
Have the rules changed as well, or are they all pretty still similar since 1921?
No, they have. The rules haven't really changed, but what has happened, as for example, in the early years between 1946. You could enter as many portraits as you wanted. So in those early years, getting up to 1946, there were hundreds of portraits and they were all hung. Whereas after 1946, they made a selection of finalists, as they do today, the trustees of the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And then from that group of finalists, the winner is awarded. So you can imagine before 1946, there are hundreds of portraits that are out there. And in fact, there's more than 6,000 that have been included in the Archibald to date, most of which we think are still in private collections. So we're appealing to your listeners. If you think you might have an Archibald Prize, please let us know.
Yeah, because what do you want to do with them?
Yeah, so we've got an online prizes archive that we've been building over the years, and we'd love to be able to have an image of every single work that's been in the Archibald Prize on that online archive for people to have a look. But also next year we're celebrating with an exhibition, Archie 100, that will start mid-next year at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, then tour nationally. And that will have 100 Archibald works that really tell the story of portraiture in Australia through the Archibald Prize. So not just the winners, it'll be a mix of finalists and some winners, of course, as well. And looking at all those untold stories.
Do you think that they have ended up in private collections, maybe passed down through family lines, and maybe people don't know what they even have hanging on their wall that great-great-grandmother gave them?
Absolutely. I mean, just recently there were two winning works that we found in Victoria that have been missing all of this time. The winner of the 1933 and the 1936 Archibald Prizes, and they were in fact with either families or with the people who commissioned the portraits. So we do believe that the subjects of the portraits are most likely to end up with the portrait, but not always. So sometimes the family of the artists have got a big collection of their works. So they could be anywhere. We don't know. And so if you do have something, we'd love to hear from you. We've got an email address that we can be contacted on, which is archie100, A-R-C-H-I-E 100, at ag.nsw.gov.au. Or you can write to us at the Archie100 Project at the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Is there a list somewhere of ones that you might be looking for in particular, so that we, because if we don't know that what's hanging on the wall is an Archie, can we find out?
Yeah, so the works are currently listed in the prizes section of the Art Gallery of New South Wales website, and for each year that the prize has been held, there's a list that's got the artist's name and usually the subject's name. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them that are called portrait, so we have to do a bit of digging. But if you think you might have something and you're not sure, often there are telltale signs on the back of the work, so we do put on our Sherlock Holmes hat and have a good dig around and see if we can find some more information about the work. For example, old press clippings, often reproduced images of work, so that can help us as well. You know, altogether, there's over 15,000 works that we're trying to track down. But at the moment, because of the 100th anniversary, of course, the Archibald Prize works, we're really, really keen to find.
Will we then be able to see this? You know, it's hard to know what's happening next year, but is there a hope that we'll be able to see this either diddly or travelling around regional New South Wales next year to celebrate the birthday?
So, opening at the gallery mid-next year, and then it's going to be touring nationally until probably the end of 2023. So it'll be, in most state galleries and some regional ones as well.
Amazing. Natalie, best of luck with your detective hats on. I hope that we can help you here in regional New South Wales.
Thanks, Kai. That's fabulous. Thank you.
Natalie Wilson there. She's the curator of Archie 100. She's also a curator of Australian Pacific Art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. If you think you have one of these Archibald Prize winning portraits, if you have an amazing portrait that's been handed down the family that you know nothing about and you think, could it be an Archibald entry? All you need to do is hit Natalie and the team up via email, archie100, that's the number, archie100@ag.nsw.gov.au.